This is Will Cooper. I'm at the 2017 IPCBR Trade Show and Convention. I'm here with Nestor Andres Plasencia. Nestor, how are you doing today?
I'm doing amazing. I'm so happy to be here in our first IPCBR ever with our own booth. So it's a great experience for us.
I'm thrilled to be here too because, you know, I've heard of the Plasencias for years, and it's great to put names to faces as well.
Thank you very much. It's been a long journey. I'm the fifth generation together with my brothers in the tobacco industry. Everything started in 1865. So right now is a completely new chapter for us with our own brands in the marketplace.
A very unique thing because, you know, the Plasencias are known as growers. They make some of the best cigars in the world. But you're taking a different step now into the world of brand owner.
Yes, I talked to my brothers. This is a new chapter, and it's up to us to ride this chapter. And we had amazing tobacco, we had amazing team of people, we had amazing areas where we grow the tobacco. So we have all the ingredients to make amazing cigars, and we're doing it. And the best thing is the reception of their consumers to the cigars. So I'm thrilled and happy and humble so that we can achieve this.
Yes, and I've actually, I'm smoking the Alma, the Campo.
Yeah, we released last year the Alma Fuerte, the first one. And now we're releasing the Alma del Campo, this IPCPR. And also we have the Plasencia Reserva Original and Cosecha 146.
Right, yes. And, you know, it's very interesting because we had a little bit of a press briefing beforehand, and the question was asked about what you thought about launching a new brand and challenging the FDA. And you had a really good answer, and I want our audience to hear that.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Everybody was saying, you know, when the FDA came, that this is the end of the industry. You know, they're not going to let us make cigars, new blends, and all this stuff. So the first thing that my dad said, you know, I've been kicked out of Cuba, out of Nicaragua, and we start all over again. So FDA is not going to take our business away. And we're going to work hard, and we're going to make it happen. So no matter what, we're going to still have an industry. It's all of us are making great cigars. That the market is full with great cigars right now.
Yeah, so, you know, one thing I was looking at the Alma Fuerte is I would call it a super premium cigar. And I'm sitting here, I love the packaging on that because actually we're using, I guess, part of the packaging, which becomes an ashtray, correct?
Yeah, and it's the idea is to have a very innovative packaging. And with an ashtray in every box, that is a gift from the Plasencia family to all the consumers. So they have a piece of us also with the cigars and also with the ashtray. And they will remember us.
Is that going to be consistent across all the lines, or is this strictly the Alma del Fuerte?
We have it for Alma Fuerte and Alma del Campo in the time being.
Oh, that's great. That's great. You know, I was one thing you had, I guess, that was new for you is you actually had to launch a distribution company in the U.S., correct?
Yes, and the name of the distribution company is Plasencia 1865, who the name itself means that it's the year that when the Plasencia family fall in love with tobacco.
Right, and are you directly involved with that? Do you have someone actually running that directly in the States?
You know, it's a family business. You have to be involved with everything and every aspect of your business. But we have some people that is day by day running the operation.
Is plans to take it international?
We already are international. We have a brand ambassador and brand manager in Barcelona, in Spain, that is taking care of all the countries in Europe and in Asia.
And can you tell us a little about the new cigar that you're launching, the Alma del Campo?
Alma del Campo means soul of our soil, of our weather, of our countryside. So we want to represent what all the soil that we grow in the tobacco represents in the cigar. So we're so happy to have it. It's 100% Nicaraguan puro. People will love it. It's creamy, a lot of flavor. And I just want the people to try it, and they will be loving it.
I'm loving it right now. I'm smoking it. This is fantastic. It's a Plasencia Puro, I would say.
It is a Plasencia Puro, yes. It's a good statement.
Yeah, and you know, like I said, so this is your first IPCBR in a booth, though, right?
The first one. My dad has been coming here since 1985. But this is the first time that we actually have our own booth.
And just from a media standpoint, I've never seen anything like this launch. This is like how I wish every company would do a launch like this. You've been very accessible on that.
Oh, yeah, and that's because of the help of our friends in Republica, Jorge Plasencia, which is my cousin, with Luis Sotomayor, Casamayor. They're doing an amazing job with their other team also.
So how's your dad taken to now becoming into the brand business as well?
Well, it took me a little while to convince him, but he's into it 100%. He loves it, and I want people know what he have achieved, because my dad is makes an example for us, hardworking, always do the right things, and we want his name and our name to be recognized for the public.
That's great. That's great. Nestor, thank you so much for taking some time. I know it's a busy afternoon, and we do appreciate it.
My pleasure. The pleasure is all mine. Thank you. Thank you very much.